Welcome to the third episode of Candidly Eclectic, everyone. Thank you for tuning in again. Today's topics are zoos and aquariums. We're going to discuss animals that can be found in zoos and aquariums, our favorite facilities, dream zoos to visit, and so much more. We'll also try our new interview model this episode. We're going to take turns and asking questions, but both answer every question. It's a short intro today, but you'll get to hear our new outro at the end, so please stay with us. Now, let's hop into this episode. Daisy Doe, do you want to take it away?
Sure. Okay. What is your favorite zoo animal?
Tiger. Definitely tiger for me. Always has been. Always will be. There was a brief interlude when I was maybe 7 where it was an elephant. But tiger.
Nice.
How about you?
My favorite zoo animal has to be the penguins.
Very
because
nice.
They're just so cute and cuddly, but they can't fly, and just the way they walk, it's a little funny.
Okay. So, this might be the same for you, but what is your favorite aquarium animal?
I'm gonna have to say the hippo. The hippos.
Okay.
They're just such cool creatures that, and then finding out that they're, like, the largest, one of the largest land animals, and, like, most dangerous, but they're still so cool to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
And I don't know about other aquariums, if they have them, but the aquarium near us, closest one to us, they do hippo paintings. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yes.
And they paint the nose.
Yeah, and then they put it on a canvas.
So cool.
It's so cute. What is your favorite fish?
I'm going to butcher the name. I am.
Okay.
But I know exactly what fish it is. It's the Bungai cardinal fish.
Oh.
It's a little stripy, fishy. It's very cute.
Is it saltwater or freshwater?
Tropical.
So, like, Caribbean area or wherever?
It's an endangered population decreasing fish.
Oh.
It's about 3 inches big. It's very little. It's very cute. They're found in Indonesia.
Oh, okay.
And they have a lifespan of, according to Google, 2.5 to 3 years with a maximum lifespan of up to 5 years.
Oh, it's kind of a short lifespan.
Yeah.
For a fish.
It is. But I love them. They're so cute. And I think our aquarium has them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I think they do.
Yeah. I think
it's been a while since you and I both went.
Yeah. To go again.
Yes. Definitely.
I think it's up on the second level.
Okay.
Second floor they have them. But I love those fish.
Nice.
How about you? Do you have a favorite fish?
I have to say the candy cane shrimp.
Oh, okay.
Because they're just so. Because. We actually used to have a fish tank. It was salt water, and then we went to fresh water. But when we had the salt water, we had candy cane shrimp. They're, like, so tiny, but they're, like, red and white striped, and they're so, they're just so cool to watch, and they're just, that or sea urchin, but I like the candy cane shrimp.
Okay.
They're really cute.
Did you go to zoos or aquariums often when you were a child?
Yes, I did zoo camp at the Philadelphia Zoo over the summer for years, and we would do behind the scenes, go behind, like, before they got rid of the elephants. We did camel rides, we did swan boats. It was, because then they would bring in some of the animals into the classroom, and we would all sit around on little carpets.
Mm-hmm.
That was where we would sit.
Yeah.
And then they'd bring in armadillos, snakes. I remember they brought in a python.
Wow.
And there was 25 people in the classroom. And yes, I got to hold it. I was at the head. And this thing is eyeing. I had to have been 10 or 11.
And
this thing is eyeing me up. Like, I'm a little snack.
Some kind of a panic attack.
But, yeah. And I would do the, Camden Aquarium too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have much recollection of that as a kid, but I do know the Philadelphia Zoo as a kid. And I still love going there at age 33. My mom and I do it for Mother's Day. That's our tradition now. So every Mother's Day, if we're able to, either we always do Philly Zoo because she's a member. So we get in for like half price or whatever.
Okay.
And then if it's rainy, we do the aquarium.
Okay.
So, still deals with animals.
Yeah. So it's like a big part of your life.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I have very specific memories of going to, like, the, not so much the aquarium. I have a few of the aquarium, but I remember the camel ride. I remember the swan boat. I remember the zoo keys.
Yes!
That they brought back.
Still have them!
And there's a picture of my sister, my dad, and I in front of the penguins when they used to be, like, where the tigers and the monkeys are now.
Yeah.
Because they've changed the layout so many
times. Oh, yeah.
And so I don't remember that, but I know I went because I have that picture.
Yes.
The aquarium, I remember when they had, I swear, at some point they had two hammerhead sharks.
The Camden Aquarium?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if they were the big hammerheads, but they were like in the Great Ocean exhibit. Mm-hmm. And then they only had the one, so.
I haven't. Was that years ago, right?
Yeah, it was years and years and years ago. I might be crazy.
No. I think they still have them now.
He passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I remember seeing that news story and, like, crying a little bit because I actually
do like the hammerheads. They're actually really cool creatures.
Because I believe Camden had the only great hammerhead on exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
In North America.
Yeah.
And now he has passed away, which is sad.
Yeah. What did a day at the zoo or aquarium look like when you were younger?
So, my mom and dad would take us, and we didn't really go after Kristen, my sister, started, like, walking.
Mm-hmm.
Because when she learned to walk, she liked to run.
We have a runner on our hands.
Exactly. Like, so it wasn't exactly the easiest. And my dad had back issues, so he couldn't chase her. And once she stopped being in a happy disposition to be in a stroller, when it like was like child-like torture for her, bad wording, but then we didn't go.
Having again. To be buckled down all the
time. Yeah. We didn't go again until she was, like, happier and older. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they would bring lunch, and we'd go back. We'd get our hands stamped.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go to the car. We'd eat lunch. We'd go back in.
Mm-hmm.
We would do big cats either first if they were trying to, like, cheer us up.
Yeah.
Or last as, like, if you're good, you get to see the big cat.
Oh, okay.
Because zoos weren't something we did a lot.
Okay.
It was like a special occasion.
So like
situation.
Like if you guys did really well like on like a school or something, that was like your reward.
You could say like, I want to go to the zoo.
Yeah. Where do you pick? The zoo.
Yes.
That's a good one.
How about you? What did it look like for you guys?
It was actually fun. Having all four, I have two brothers and a sister, an older brother and younger brother and an older sister. As kids, I was actually going through some old pictures and I found some zoo pictures of all four of us going. It was nice. It was always got to feed the goats. Camel rides were fun. Sorry about that. Oh my gosh. Just being able to go with family has been very memorable, but now that the older siblings have gotten a lot older and with their own personal
lives
and everything. It's just now my younger brother and I and my mom.
Okay.
I don't remember if my dad ever went with us. Maybe as kids.
Okay.
But as we got older, I don't remember my dad. I think as we got older, my dad didn't go. Okay. It was just mom and the kids.
Okay. So
it was fun.
Right. Are you currently, and you said this about your mom, yeah. So I'm curious about you. Are you personally currently a member of the Zoo or Aquarium?
No. I would like to, but I don't think I could actually afford the membership.
I was looking because I might join the Adventure Aquarium this year. They're having a really good sale right now.
Yeah.
It's like,
I would love to go back to the aquarium so badly.
For 364-day access, because they're closed on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. We're open on Christmas?
Yeah, apparently so.
Wow. Oh.
But okay. For like the good membership, yeah. It's only like $100 for the year.
That's actually not bad.
If you buy it right now.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
Yeah. If you, follow-up question to that, unofficial. Would you want to be a member of a zoo or an aquarium?
I would do the zoo.
Okay.
But I don't like driving to the city.
Yep.
That's what I'll be back to. I don't mind going to the smaller zoo in Cape May because it's running on donations, which I also love going there, and I don't mind driving to and from that. That's that I'm good with.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's in the city, like Philadelphia Zoo,
yeah,
I would need somebody else to come with me and drive me, and then I can use my membership for all of us to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay,
yeah. How often do you visit the zoo?
I visit the zoo maybe, so the big zoo, because we are lucky, we have several smaller zoos around us. Like, we've got Popcorn Park and Zoo, that's a reasonable drive. Cape May County Zoo, that's a reasonable drive. Philly, despite the traffic, is a reasonable drive.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we have to drive like 3 hours to get to a zoo.
Yeah.
So, the big zoo, which is what I call the Philly Zoo, maybe once every 2 years, or if they have, like, one of their pop-ups.
Yeah, like the dinosaur thing.
Yeah, that looked really interesting, I'll go then. What I'm desperate to do is the Luminature or something?
Yes! Oh my god, yes! I did that the 1 year with my mom, and that was so much fun.
I want to do that so bad, but I, like, not only is that driving to the city, that's driving to the city at night.
Oh my god. Unless you get there like right at dusk, and then, but you're still driving home at night.
Yeah. And so there, like once every 2 years, we'll go. Unless, like I said, there's something
special.
But happening. Like the smaller zoos around us, maybe 5 times a year. Like,
yeah, we do the Cape May Zoo a lot.
Yeah.
So, which is nice.
Mm. So, you go every Mother's Day you try to?
Yes, every Mother's Day, which is nice. It's like our tradition. And then when we don't do the zoo, it throws me off and I get really upset because it's like tradition. You got to keep the tradition going.
Mm-hmm.
If not that, then we usually do the aquarium if you want to switch it up, which is fine with me. I like the aquarium. So,
yes. Okay. How often do you visit the aquarium?
Once in a blue moon.
Okay.
Meaning, if you go, and if you invite me, yes, I'll go with you. That's like once every so often.
Yeah.
And then, as I said before, if we're not going to the Philly Zoo, we'll go to the aquarium.
Okay.
But it's rarely, unless it's like a pop-up invite, and then I'll...
Okay.
Then I'll go.
I used to be a member, so I would go a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I might become a member again this year, I'm not sure. But when I was younger, I wanted to be a marine biologist.
Oh, nice.
So when I looked into it in college...
Yeah.
I'm not best with science.
Oh, like, work. Yeah.
like, I know a lot about animals in the marine habitat, but not, like, the chemistry, the water,
the levels, the pH levels in the water, and
all that I wasn't as great with, so I decided not to pursue it, at least right now. In the future, I might, I don't know, but that was, like, my happy place. Mm-hmm. So I used to go to the aquarium a lot.
Okay. What is the furthest place you have traveled to go to a zoo or aquarium? I know this one.
So, technically, the furthest zoo and aquarium that I have gone to is the one in Disney World.
Okay.
But we didn't go there specifically for the zoo and aquarium, so I'm not counting that.
So, it was kind of like a side trip? Unplanned?
No, it's in.
Oh, okay. It's in Disney.
Animal Kingdom, I can
put. Oh, yeah. Okay. Because, all right, the safari.
Yeah, the safari. Okay. And then, like, I've never actually gone to their, like, petting zoo area. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to do that at some point because I want to pet a goat.
You can pet a goat at the Cape May Zoo?
Not officially.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
But the furthest I have gone specifically to go to a zoo is D.C.,
and
we went together.
Yes, we did. That was a lot of fun. That really was a lot of fun.
It was when they were saying that the DC Zoo would no longer have pandas. Mm-hmm. They were sending the pandas back to China to be going home.
Yes.
And so we were like,
we have to
see panda.
Yes.
So we went, and it was a rainy day. It was so fun. And we got to see the panda fall out of a tree.
No. It
fell.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's like, are you okay? Like, panda, what are you doing?
We saw him climb the tree and then shake his butt.
Yeah.
And then
chill in the tree.
Just sit in the tree as if, like, it owned the place.
Yeah. Which
it kind of does.
Kind of does. And now they're getting more pandas. So if we want to see more pandas, we can just
go. Yes. Back. I would love that.
How is that the same
for you? That's the same one. No. Yeah. Washington and then Pittsburgh. I've done the Pittsburgh Zoo once.
Okay.
So let's
go there.
Well, we'll have to take a trip.
Yeah.
And then we could stay at my aunt's house.
Okay.
So.
We might have just sold ourselves out for the next one.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
What is the rarest animal you've seen at a zoo and at an aquarium?
The rarest animal I have seen at a zoo is they're longhorns. They're called longhorns. And, like, they have the giant horns on their heads. And they just brought them into the Philly Zoo, I think, 2 years ago? I don't remember the scientific term for them. But we call them longhorns. Longhorn cattle.
Okay.
And then they did a poll of what to name cattle. There was, four of them that came. Okay. And it's so cool to see them. They're giant horns on their head. How do they keep their head up?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the horns have blood vessels in them.
That's cool.
It helps them keep them cool and everything. So cool.
That is cool.
So that's the rarest zoo animal I have seen. The rarest animal I have seen at the aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard about them. It's called the lionfish, and they're poisonous.
Okay.
They are like these really cool, brown and white striped. I don't know why it's called a lionfish if they're striped. Because I would think it was a tiger.
Yeah.
That's probably. Or the anglerfish, the thing that has the thing Finding Nemo, and it has a light on it, and it just uses that to, like, lure fish in. That'd probably be my second rare animal I've seen at the aquarium. What about you?
Mine is going to be the panda, because.
Oh, yeah.
That's the rarest animal
mm-hmm.
that I've seen at a zoo. And then at the aquarium, it's going to be the great hammerhead, because he was the only one, if I remember correctly, on display in the continent. So, pretty rare, I'd say.
Oh, yeah.
At least in aquariums.
Mm-hmm.
And as we said in an earlier episode, I don't get on boats to check if they're around here or not, for fear of whales. So I'm not testing my theory.
You're not testing that theory. But you got on a boat to go parasailing with me.
True, but
we were in the sky, though.
Yes, yes. And we were not far enough in that the whale would find me.
Do you prefer zoos or aquariums?
I like them equally.
Okay.
Like, for summer and stuff, I'd rather go to a zoo.
Because it's outside.
Outside. You get the thing. The air, the atmosphere. But I go in, like, the morning.
Yeah.
So it's not too hot and we can still see them moving.
And we're, like, first in, first out. So as the crowds are coming, you're just walking out.
When I like to go to the zoos on, like, special
occasions.
Special occasions where they give them, like, special enrichment and stuff.
Special feeding times.
Yeah. Or, like, after Halloween where they all have pumpkins to play with. That's fun.
With the zoo, I've never done that and I would love to try to do that. I've seen people, like, my family members go.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cool to see.
So, the aquarium, like the Camden Aquarium, has like the Christmas at the aquarium. I don't know what the official name
is. Oh, Santa. Santa, yeah, Scuba Santa.
And then,
jinx.
And they have like Christmas trees built
in the enclosures. Yeah.
It's really cool. So like I like to see that around the holidays. And I feel like zoos have like the special events for like, except for like Boo at the Zoo.
Yeah.
That's like several days.
Yeah.
Potentially. But like aquarium, at least the one near us, it's like, come see the special thing we're doing.
Yeah.
From November 1st to like January 1st.
Yeah.
So there's more time to do it at aquariums.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Have you ever seen a mermaid at the aquarium?
I have, yes.
I saw that for the first time when I went. So it was like a year or two ago with a friend of mine that I used to work with.
Okay.
So she invited me to come along and this thing. I didn't have to pay anything.
So which do you prefer?
I'd have to do the same thing. Because depending on where you go, So with the Philly Zoo, my mom gets the Philly Zoo newsletter since she's a member. So if there's like a new baby that was born, if there's like new, a new exhibit coming up.
Yeah.
We're able to get our tickets and go see the new baby, or like whatever animal. Like, I think the recent one was a new gorilla.
Okay.
A new gorilla baby or an orangutan baby. Or whatever animal. I like the rare mammal house because I like my fruit bats.
Very nice.
And then, like, the aquarium, I just think, unless they get a new fish, but I don't follow the aquarium newsletter.
Oh.
So I don't really, unless you tell me, like, oh, hey, listen, like, there's this going on at the aquarium. Like, let's go see it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of the same thing.
Okay. What is your favorite zoo that you've been to?
I'd have to say the Washington.
Okay.
The one that we went to.
For the pandas?
Yes. Because seeing the pandas. And it was huge. It was a lot of walking.
It was.
It was fine.
It was. And there were a lot of hills.
Yeah.
I did not expect that. Even though my mom told me to expect that.
It was nice.
It was.
It was something different. Definitely. Completely different than the Philly Zoo or the Cape May Zoo. And it was just different, different animals. There was like a couple different animals that they have that the zoos that are local to us that we don't have.
Yeah.
So I got stared down by a lynx or a bobcat.
Yeah.
I remember that. I had a staring contest with an animal and then it kept following me everywhere I went. And
probably shouldn't have stared at
it. I probably should not have made eye contact with this animal. It was lining me up for lunch. What about you?
I am really partial to the Cape May County Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Just because when I was growing up, my great aunt would take us there. Because we would go to to the shore for summer with her.
Mm-hmm.
And if she thought, for whatever reason, it wasn't a good beach day, she'd just take us to the zoo there. But that was when I was like 12 to 16-ish. Okay. So I don't consider that like my childhood zoo days,
mm-hmm.
but it put a very fond place in my heart for the Cape May County Zoo. And they have capybaras.
Oh,
they're fun.
Oh my gosh.
And they have, it's donation run.
Mm-hmm.
And you can like donate items from their Amazon wish list,
yes.
which to me just makes it feel more personal.
Yeah.
Like it is a smaller zoo. It is
mm-hmm.
not one that, like, if you're visiting this area, you're probably going to say, if we're going to a zoo, we're going to Philly. We're not going to go to Cape May County Zoo if you only have a day for a zoo. But to us locals, it feels special.
Yes, I agree with that.
Okay.
What is your favorite aquarium?
I have been to a few.
Okay.
And I love the Camden Aquarium. I love it. But I'm going to have to say the aquarium in Boston.
I haven't been there.
It's like, I loved it. It was so cool. And there was like a giant, like, let me double check before I'm like wrong on this. But if I remember correctly, it's on the water, much like the Camden one is.
Okay.
But it's the New England Aquarium.
Okay.
And they have, like, an opening up at the top so you mm-hmm. can look down into the giant exhibit, and it's so cool.
That's awesome.
And I really liked it. Like,
oh, okay.
And you, like, can walk in a circle
around
the exhibit, and it's so cool.
So that'd be, like, if we did the behind-the-scenes of the sea turtles when we did that.
Yeah.
But if that is behind doors, not out in the open like that one is. Okay.
So, how about you?
I've only been to
the Camden Aquarium.
And the North... So
the Wildwood.
The Wildwood on the boardwalk. I really... Since it's so small...
Yeah.
I don't really... They say it's an aquarium. They do have fish. They have... Okay. I'm not dissing the Wildwood boardwalk one.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay for the first time going, but it really wasn't anything special, like the Camden Aquarium.
Okay.
So I have to say, I don't think when I was in Pittsburgh, when we did the Pittsburgh Zoo, I don't remember if we did the aquarium when we went. I think we just did the zoo part.
Okay.
So I would have to say the Camden Aquarium.
Okay. Is there a zoo you dream of visiting, and why?
Yes.
Okay.
Georgia Aquarium, because I want to see the whale sharks.
Okay.
And it's, like, so huge. Like, dying to go see it.
So, that's Atlanta, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to see any specific zoos in the country, or out of the country, even?
I definitely want to do Bronx Zoo.
Okay.
And the Florida Zoo and Aquarium.
Okay. I want to go to the Australia Zoo.
Oh.
Because I love the Irwin family.
Mm-hmm.
And I've watched Crikey, It's the Irwins on Animal Planet.
Mm-hmm.
And their facility just looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
And despite my multiple fears of things in Australia, I would love to go to that facility and just see how. Like, I also subscribe to Crikey Magazine,
mm-hmm.
which is their magazine.
Yep.
So I, like, see things, and there's, like, pictures of the facility, the airs behind the scenes stories sometimes, and I just desperately would love to go see that zoo.
Yeah.
Nice.
Is there an aquarium of your dream of visiting, and why? I think you didn't say this, did you?
No, I didn't say this. I don't know if it's technically considered an aquarium, officially. It says it is, so I'm going to say it. But Monterey Bay Aquarium.
Okay.
that is in Pacific Grove, California. We were just there.
I know we should have gone. I know, but I don't think we had enough time to anyway.
But it's
next trip.
Yes. It's got, according to their official website,
mm-hmm.
they have penguins, they've got sharks, they've got sea otters.
Okay.
But and they've got like a kelp forest, it looks like.
Okay.
Which would be cool to see. I don't know for sure, but that's just the pictures. Like,
oh, okay. So it's like you're, it gives you the feel that you're like in the ocean, kind of.
Yeah. And I just think that would be cool. And the views from like their facility are awesome. And I just would love to go there. But I would also equally love to go to the Georgia Aquarium and see the whale sharks, which is funny because it has the word whale, but I consider it a shark. So I'm fine.
You're safe.
I know what that animal will do to me. Have you ever been to an animal sanctuary? Like, I know the Philly Zoo, if I remember correctly, took their elephants and sent them to a sanctuary instead of just sending them to
another zoo.
Another zoo.
Have
you ever been to one?
Does the one in our area, does that count? Whatever one that one is.
Cedar Run Wildlife?
Yeah. Is that a sanctuary?
I think technically it is. It's a small one.
Yeah.
But
I haven't been there in years, but that's the only other one I've been to.
I can say the same.
No, we did the Wolf Preserve Sanctuary, and that was really cool.
Okay.
That was for Girl Scouts. That was when we were younger. It was fun. Heard the wolves at night howl, which was interesting.
Okay.
Yet kind of scary, because I know they're enclosed.
Yeah.
But you can, how it felt like they were closer than they really were, because like how loud they were. But it was so cool to see them, and we got to howl with them, and it was so cool.
I've only been to the Cedar Run.
Yeah.
And that was because where I used to live, I was in a condo, and there were, like, vents.
Okay.
Where the ventilation in the house kitchens, in the condo kitchens, would have to vent out into the main
area.
Opening of the world, and bird built a nest in our vent.
Oh.
And she laid eggs, and then there were three babies.
Aww.
And one baby fell out.
Oh no.
I found the baby.
Okay.
And then I put gloves on so my scent didn't interact with the baby. So I flipped out. I was like, Dad! There's a baby bird. We have to save it. And he was like, this is going to go one of two ways. And I was like, okay, well, we're going to try our best to make sure it goes the good way. And so I put on gloves, and I had a nest-sized, like, American Girl shopping basket.
Okay.
So it was really
small,
and we, bless my father. And my neighbor.
Okay.
For helping me. But they helped me fill it with, like, fabric and stuff. And then we put it in my tiny tree in my front yard. And it was, like, my height. I was, like, 7.
Mm-hmm.
So, couldn't have been more than, like, 4 feet tall.
Okay.
And we carefully put the baby bird in the new fake nest.
Aww.
And the mother still did not come to get it. And after...
I wonder if you put it... If you're able to, like, put it back in the original nest.
The vent was, like, 8 feet high.
Oh.
And, like, with a cage that, like, opened if the bird was coming out or in.
Uh-huh.
It was difficult to, like, hold it and put the bird back in. So, we ended up calling Cedar Run, and they came to get the bird. And they raised the bird. So the bird made it.
Yes.
I don't know what happened to the bird. I called it Pipsqueak.
Oh. Do you remember what kind of?
Just like a...
Robin, sparrow.
I think it was a robin. But I was like, this is my bird. I saved this bird. This is Pipsqueak. Please observe.
Very nice.
And I, like, when I found out that it, like, had survived
mm-hmm.
and was good, and they were like, you did good. And I was like,
yes. Yay!
But I brought my friends, and I was like, somewhere on this, in this reserve is Pipsqueak, my bird.
Yeah.
But that's the only sanctuary reserve I've ever been to.
Nice. Do you believe zoos and aquariums are good or bad, and why?
I know there's a lot of controversy about this.
Mm-hmm.
But I personally think as long as they're ethically run and the animals are being taken care of properly, and they have enough space, and overall it's a good thing mm-hmm. because they're getting vet care.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing the animals. I believe if you see the animal, you can fall in love with the animal and then, like, mm-hmm. want to help the animal. And I think it helps with conservation, not just look at the animal trapped in a cage.
Like, yeah.
I have been to a zoo that has since been shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because it wasn't bad,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't great either.
Okay.
So they, not to say that was a bad zoo, I'm not even going to name it because I don't want to bring it up, but I think overall it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
I'm the same way. I do feel bad for the animals, like, they're mm-hmm. just, like, in there and, like, but it is nice to know that where some of these animals are coming from,
mm-hmm.
and, like, they're coming from, especially when they do, when you learn about the animals, like, when I did the zoo camp, they brought in some animals that were, like, hit by a car, and they couldn't go back to the wild, so they keep them, mm-hmm. and they do teach kids, they teach you all about mm-hmm. these animals and everything, and it's so cool to do, like, when I did the hands-on with the snake, it was so cool. I think it's a good thing, as long as you said, you kind of hit on everything I was going to say, that they're being treated properly, they have the right amount of room to roam, and they're still being treated like wild animals.
Like, to even further that, like, I think the fact that they're getting proper veterinarian care, and honestly, I don't know if this is true, but I'm imagining that as society, even mm-hmm. we're learning more about these animals and how to help them in the wild by having them in activity.
Yeah.
And, like, you've got zoos like the Philly Zoo that now do, what is it, the Life 360 trail, and the tiger can walk above you
and everyone explore. Just and everyone, or the monkeys too, and everyone just stops and stares and is like, oh, there's the tiger.
And they have the behind-the-scenes stuff where mm-hmm. you're learning about it. Yep. They have the animal ambassadors.
Yes.
It gives injured animals places to call home and receive care
mm-hmm.
when otherwise they might
just not have made it in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been somebody's lunch.
Yeah.
In the wild.
So, overall, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Would you work at a zoo or an aquarium if you were qualified?
Kind of, but not really.
Okay.
So my aunt and my mom both worked at the Pittsburgh Zoo years ago.
Oh, okay,
so my mom was in charge of the aardvarks, and those were her favorite animals, and still are.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have them at the Philly Zoo anymore, and it's kind of sad. They transformed the small mammal house into a spider exhibit, and I'm like, ugh.
Oh.
No.
I haven't seen that.
And that's why that section of the zoo was closed for so many years, because they were changing it, and you got rid of the vampire bats, and I'm, like, kind of a little upset about it, but my aunt was in charge of some animal, I don't remember, but she got bit by this animal.
Oh,
I don't remember what it was. Anyway, if I really, well, like, as a kid, I wanted to be a veterinarian.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my entire childhood life was, I'm gonna be a veterinarian.
Mm-hmm.
So, you get to deal with animals, but if I were qualified and if I really had, like, the drive to help take care of these animals or see animals, yeah, I think I would.
Okay.
But it's just like all the hard work and the late nights and early mornings. Yeah. And what if you get called in that
something's happened?
Something's happened. So even on your day off, you could still get called in.
Yeah.
But if I were really qualified and really were driven, then yes.
Okay.
What about you?
When I was younger, we went to Six Flags Great Adventure a lot.
Okay.
And they had the tiger show.
Mm-hmm.
Back when that was still a thing. And they have the safari.
Mm-hmm.
And I rode the safari so much.
Yeah.
And I, like I said, tigers are my favorite animal.
Mm-hmm.
Land animal.
Yeah.
My favorite aquarium animal is a manatee. I don't know if I said that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And they have them in Epcot in the seas with Nemo and friends in mm-hmm. Disney.
Yeah.
But the tiger show, it was so fun to watch, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be one of the tiger trainers.
Oh, nice.
And be in there with them because they weren't, like, doing anything the tigers wouldn't naturally do.
Okay.
The tigers were trained to exhibit behaviors that they exhibit in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they would, I remember one thing they would do is they would put meat on the top of a pole and mm-hmm. the cat would
jump up and get it. Yeah.
Climb it and then jump down. And the person was just there to put the meat on top yeah. of the pole. And then, like, another thing was the person would stand there and the tiger would stand up, put the paw on the shoulder,
uh-huh.
and they could measure how tall the tiger was, but that's nothing
yeah.
a tiger wouldn't do. It's just not normally with a person.
Yeah.
But I just desperately wanted to be one of those tiger trainers.
Nice.
So if I could, I probably would do that, and I would work with tigers.
Nice.
Which is our next question.
Okay.
If you did work at a zoo, which creature would you work with?
I would have to say, I kind of want to do the penguins.
Okay.
Because they're just such cute animals, and
yeah.
they're vocal. They're yeah. very vocal. I just think they're really interesting creatures.
Okay.
What about you? You just said
yeah,
tigers.
Tiger,
okay.
Definitely.
Would you say you are an animal lover?
Yes, definitely. I love animals. Like, I wanted to work with animals in my childhood. If I was to go back to school
mm-hmm.
or do, like, night school or anything, which would be difficult because I work at night, but
yeah.
I would do something involving animals.
Nice.
So, how about you?
Yes. I'm such a lover of animals. Like, I actually saved a hummingbird from a spider web.
Aww.
And, like, ooh. Yeah, and you know how sticky spider webs are?
Yeah.
Especially when we have, like, a huge one on our, like, kitchen door.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's, like, the big black spider, like, so big.
Mm-hmm.
I was terrified because the spider web got wrapped around the beak and I couldn't open it. And then the wings. And I'm, like, being so delicate. And I'm, like, yeah. Dad, there's a hummingbird stuck in a web. Like, what do I do? So I literally had to get, like, a tea towel
mm-hmm.
and, like, hold it so gently
mm-hmm.
and, like, nice and easily take off the
yeah.
web from it, and we just put it back on top of the grill lid or the siding of the deck, the railing, and we just walked away. But I kept checking on it to make sure it left.
Yeah.
And eventually, it I think it was just stunned, and it eventually flew away.
Yeah.
So that was my animal savior moment.
I like how we both immediately ran to our dads.
Well, because nobody else was home in my
exactly.
house. I think my mom was away, or she was out.
Okay.
Can you pinpoint where your love of animals began?
I would have to say that it's from watching Crocodile Hunter.
I'm sorry, but I've heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it.
So that was Steve Irwin's show where... Let me double check before I'm like...
Yeah, I'm like,
there's
wait
a lot of crocodile.
I've heard of Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what...
Yeah, so the crocodile hunter.
Oh, yes. Never mind. I have seen that. Yes, never mind. I'm like, so sorry. I'm like on a moment over here.
You're good. But I just remember seeing him and minus the snakes because I have a phobia of snakes. And like I will not go near them if they do not go near me.
Makes sense. It don't disturb something that won't disturb you.
And like it's not really a phobia. Mm-hmm. It's just I don't think they are my favorite. And so I do not think I am their favorite. Like, I will not have a panic attack if I see a snake. Okay. I will have a panic attack if I see a whale. This is a very big difference. But just seeing how the animals lived and how Irwin was advocating for them,
mm-hmm.
it made me want to be an advocate for animals, too.
Yeah.
And I think partially that's why I'm so fond of his family now. Because they're doing the same
work. I actually used to watch that show, like, religiously.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when it came on Animal Planet, the original Animal Planet.
Yeah.
I would sit and watch it, and it was one of my favorites. But didn't he come, like he was close to some close calls with the alligators and crocodiles he was working with. And I think one of the biggest ones was Elvis? I think that one's... Elvis, I think one of the names was. Or I'm thinking of somebody else. I'm thinking of a different show then. But I thought one of their crocs was called Elvis or Big Something. I can't remember.
Okay.
But I'm thinking Elvis is from a different show. Different animal show that I watch. It's a vet show, but it's online.
Oh. And I also, I don't know if you saw, but I watch Jack Hanna a lot.
I used to watch that, yeah.
He's from,
like, him and his wife,
yeah,
like, go to, like, travel and, like...
Into the Wild,
yes,
I think it was called.
Yeah.
But, like, I watched them, and now Animal Planet has, like, the zoo.
Mm-hmm. The Bronx Zoo, which is, like, my favorite.
The aquarium.
Yeah.
And then Disney, on Disney Plus, has Disney's Magic of Animal Kingdom, or whatever it's called. And that's specifically about the care and...
All right, of those animals.
Of the Animal Kingdom animals and the sea's animals. I've just always loved it, which is why when I donate to charity, it's almost always to conservation charity. Mm-hmm. Which brings us to our next question.
Okay.
Do you support conservation and how do you do it?
I do support it because it, like, as I said, it, if you know, like, I'm going to go with the vulture.
Okay.
I know not everyone likes vultures because they're gross looking. They eat dead things, but they are kind of cool creatures.
They are.
Minus them, whatever. But like that, one of them I saw on one of the, I think it was the Bronx Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
This animal was a conservation animal because it got hit by a car or the wing got caught. And it couldn't go back out in the wild. So they literally, and they would use it to teach people about, like, the dangers of if you leave, like, a fishing wire out and it gets caught in a tree and you have birds flying. And same, the owls.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the owls. I don't know why I said vulture, but it's okay. Birds, you know.
Yeah.
I support it because it does teach about that animal and how we can try to protect them.
Yeah.
Even though we may not like the animal that much.
Yeah.
But it's still a nice, it's a teaching moment, kind of, sort of.
It is.
What about you?
I have done a lot through Wildlife Warriors, which is the Irwin family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you came with me on the camp out.
Yes.
We did the camp out fundraiser,
mm-hmm.
and I raised over $1,000 Australian
mm-hmm.
for them, and that made me really happy. I've done the readathon for them.
Mm-hmm.
I have sent just donations. If I buy things from the Australia Zoo website,
mm-hmm.
like, you can add a donation, so I'll do that. I've volunteered at Cedar Run. I volunteered there
mm-hmm.
after the bird. I've donated to zoos. I've donated to the World Wildlife Fund for the animals facing extinction. A lot of it's monetary stuff for me because I'm not educated enough as to how I could go out into the field and help.
Yeah.
But I know my money can help, so yes. I'm happy to give it.
Do you have any heroes in the conservation world?
I've said it like 4 million times.
Yes, you have.
The Irwin family for me. How about you?
I don't have any.
Okay. That's okay.
Sorry?
That's okay. What animal do you worry about most when it comes to becoming extinct?
Oh, boy. To be honest, I really can't think of one right now.
Okay.
I know. I really can't think of an animal right now that would be becoming extinct at the moment. That's actually a really good question. What animal for you?
So honestly, I would say tiger, but also the red panda is endangered.
Ah!
And I love red pandas as well, also known as the lesser panda.
Yeah.
So, for me, I worry about tigers and red pandas.
Okay.
I do worry about regular pandas too, but I think their population's actually increasing.
Mm-hmm.
I hope.
Yeah, we hope. Yeah, definitely.
But the one that I think about the most is tigers and red pandas.
Okay. Do you watch any shows about zoos or aquariums?
Yes, I still watch when they put up new episodes of the Disney's Magic of Animal Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
I watch the reruns of the shows about them on Animal Planet, and I anxiously hope that we'll put out new seasons, but
yeah,
I understand it's like a pickle. You can't always make the animals want to
cooperate with you when you're trying to do what you need to do.
And it's not always possible to be filming a reality show while working
with animals
day to day.
With wild animals.
Yeah. About you?
The Bronx Zoo, the zoo. And I do watch about the Georgia Aquarium a lot.
Okay.
So.
Yes. Since we've both said we go to zoos and aquariums.
Yep.
Kind of often.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like to learn the names of the animals that you visit at the zoos and aquariums?
Yes.
So you can learn more of their, like, personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could not tell you any of the names because they are, pronounced weird, and I don't want to butcher the names.
Okay.
But yeah, I do like knowing the names and like what the name means behind for that animal.
Okay.
And how they got the name.
Okay. I like it as well because, like I said, if you see them, you're more likely to fall in love with them. If you know their names and their stories, you're even more likely to fall in love with them. And I like that a lot of zoos, at least near us, you can follow them on social media and they'll post like, oh, this is Lex the lion. And he's...
This is his backstory.
This is the backstory. This is his enrichment for the day.
Yeah.
So, that is something I do enjoy learning.
Nice. What is the weirdest fact you've learned at a zoo?
I don't even remember who told me this. And I don't even remember if they're, like, qualified to tell me this. But that the tigers, at least the Philly Zoo, they get milk as their enrichment. Like, they do behind the scenes. It's like a milk mixture.
Okay.
And they have it in a spray bottle. And they spray it, and they
lap it up,
lap at it, and they're separated from through the fence.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just funny, and I was just like, "It's milk."
Thought it was something else.
I was like, "I thought we'd be giving like meat or something."
Yeah,
as, like your common enrichment.
Well, yeah, like small chunks, like giant tongs, and you just put it through.
But no, it was because we did the behind the scenes for my birthday this past year.
Oh, okay.
And it was just, they were spraying milk at the cat. And I was like, oh, my goodness. It's just like a house cat. Just give it some milk and it will be happy.
Yeah. Holy cow. I didn't know that.
What's the weirdest fact you've learned?
That camels can turn their cheeks inside out and it looks like they're chewing bubble gum. Oh. I witnessed it firsthand. So, my younger brother and I, we did the camel rides. They switched it around at the zoo, Philly Zoo. So we were literally just about to get off this camel.
Okay.
And this thing made the... It looked like it was chewing gum.
Okay.
It like looked like it blew a bubble.
Oh my God.
It just, all it was, because I had to ask, because I got freaked out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, what?
What's happening?
Why is the camel chewing gum?
Hmm.
The zookeeper said it turned its cheek, like somehow, like inside, like extra air or something. And
okay.
The cheek puffed out.
Okay.
I don't know if it turned inside out, but it was like pink.
Interesting.
So I don't know, maybe the extra, it was maybe, I don't know if it yawned and then the bubble.
Maybe.
But it was so weird. I was like, that was weird. So, yeah, that was probably the weirdest. I think the zookeeper said it turned its, like, it yawned or something. And, like, the cheek kind of,
like,
folded and it pocketed a bubble.
Okay. All right. With that fact,
yep,
we will end yet another episode of Candidly Eclectic. Thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate your support. As always, you can contact us at candidlyeclecticpod@gmail.com. Or you could follow us on Candidly Eclectic Podcast at Instagram. Now you can catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, Fountain, and True Fans. We'd love to hear your feedback. And we hope you have an awesome day. We'll see you again next Wednesday. Bye, guys.
Bye.